بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم إحسانا إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we've reached, mashallah, very close to the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, and they are very Mubarak days and they're very Mubarak nights. We may dua to Allah Azza wa Jal that He allow us to reach Laylatul Qadr, inshallah ta'ala, that we can get that reward of worshipping more than 1,000 months. Many times, subhanAllah, people that when they try to practice their deen, they try to make a good routine for themselves. Obviously, the 5 times daily prayers is a must. Along with that, subhanAllah, a person wants to try to do a regular amount of dhikr every day. And what happens is sometimes you feel like you might be missing something. Today in Fajr, for example, we've been teaching every day different dhikr to do. And a person might feel like, oh, there's so many of them. And really they are. You know, there are booklets compiled about the dhikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The dhikr of the Prophet goes from Fajr all day to sunrise. And the same thing after Asr Salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi used to make dhikr from Asr all the way to Maghrib time. Right, so this was a regular habit. The Sahaba radhiyallahu would be in the masjid making dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. This is why we pray Asr a little later, because it makes the time shorter, right? So that way a person can actually focus in that time. So keeping this mind is for a person when they come back from work or before they get to work, right? That they can remember Allah, and after they come back, they can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But obviously a person might tell themselves, there might be something I missed. So there's a dua Rasulullah actually taught us, and it's in the Quran, right? Man qala hina yusbihu fa subhanallah hina tumsun wa hina tusbihun. وَلَوْ الْحَمْدُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَعَشِيًّا وَحِينَ تُظْهِرُونَ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ وَيُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا وَكَذَلِكَ تُخْرَجُونَ. We're going to go over today, so don't worry. أَدْرَكَ مَا فَاتَ فِي يَوْمِ ذَلِكَ. Rasulullah said that if he recites this, anything that he missed in that day, it will cover for it. And the same thing Rasulullah said, if he recites this at the night, whatever he missed in the night, it will cover for that as well. So keeping this in mind, this beautiful 3 ayat in Surah Ar-Rum is a very good cover for everyone. MashaAllah, if you need it. For subhanAllah, hina tumsoon wa hina tusbihoon. And I'm going to go over it, inshallah. Just the beauty of these ayat are just remarkable to me. You know, the Quran has a beautiful structure, right? When it says something in such a deep level. The more you put mind to it and think about what Allah is telling you, the deeper it becomes, right? It's just that beauty of the Quran. So let's go over these few ayat in Surah Ar-Rum. Allah Ta'ala says, for subhanAllah, perfection belongs to Allah. Subhan. Again, we talked about this multiple times. But when you hear Subhan, you must tell yourself, I negate everything evil. I negate any imperfection from Allah Ta'ala. I say Allah Ta'ala is beyond all imperfections. What is the imperfection Allah is negating? Allah is negating this one. Hina tumsoon wa hina tusbihun. When you enter into the night, into the evening, and when you enter into the morning time. Allah Azza wa Jal says, when you enter into the night, and when you enter into the evening, and when you enter into the morning time. My brothers and sisters in Islam, do you have a choice to enter the morning? Do you have a choice to enter the night? This is something, subhanAllah, that everyone in mankind needs to recognize, from Muslim to atheist, from kafir to mu'min, whoever it is, that you don't have a choice in the time that you exist in. No one has a choice in this. This is just Allah Ta'ala, He put you in the system, this prison, if you will, of time. You must always remain in there. When you enter into it, who entered you in there? Allah Azza wa Jal. Who took you into the morning? Allah Azza wa Jal. He decides all everything of time, right? If He decides your days, who do you think decides your months? Who do you think decides your years? Who do you think decides your life? Who decides who you'll marry? Who decides what children you'll have? Who decides everything? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now understanding this, all of life, all of time, all of evening, all of morning, is Allah Ta'ala limited in any of these things? Does Allah Ta'ala get restricted by any of these things? Subhan. Subhanallah, Allah is free from time. Allah is telling you, I'm not in the system that you're in. You're in my system, not the other way around. You exist in time, not the other way around. Such a profound thing Allah is telling us here. In the evening time, I told you already, evening in Arabic goes from Asr, right? And Asr again, you start your dhikr, and when does it end? At Maghrib time, right? And when in the morning time, what salah do you pray? Fajr, right? So keep this in mind. Allah starts off with the dhikr of the day. Because why? Because Rasulullah just told you, if you miss anything in the day, recite this. So inshallah, it will make up what you used to recite during Asr and what you used to recite during Fajr, subhanAllah. Walahu alhamd. And thereafter that, subhanAllah, perfection to Allah. I negate all imperfections from Allah Ta'ala. He is free from everything. Walahu alhamd. Instead, all the praise belongs to Him. Forget about any negative or any negativity or anything wrong with Allah. Rather, to Allah Ta'ala belongs all the amazing things, wonderful things. What things? Fis samawati, in the heavens. How do you know time, brothers and sisters in Islam? If you look down, will you ever figure out the time? The only way you can understand time is by what? Looking up. Allah says, heavens belong, the praise belongs to me, because you could look up in the sky and you can figure out what time you're in. It's remarkable how these ayat are connected to one another. Allah Ta'ala says the heavens are praiseworthy to Him. Subhanallah, when you see a star, what should you start to think for yourself? Who made that star? Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. When you don't look at the sun, but when you look up towards the sun and you see it, you say, Alhamdulillah. When you see the moon, what should you say? Alhamdulillah. These are things, subhanAllah, from the sun you can get your daily time, and from the moon you get your months, right? From everything in the sky, subhanAllah, is the praise of Allah Ta'ala. You look up at the birds, you look up the clouds, you look at all the things around you. Everything is the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should say Alhamdulillah, right? There's okay, right? This is the thing. If you're inside the prison of time, you're also inside the prison of space. This is also another prison we're in. This area that we're in is Allah's praise wherever you are. That's why the ulama used to say things, profound things. They said, when you wake up in the kingdom of Allah. Asbahna wasbah al-mulku lillah. Rasulullah used to make the dhikr regularly. Asbahna, we woke up. Wa asbah al-mulku lillah. The kingdom woke up for Allah. Everything around us is Allah's kingdom. When you look at, and this is the thing, the depth, the detail, this is all the things, right? People say, oh, Sheikh, what about these things in the world? What about a virus? What about a disease? I said, man, look at the detail and the fine-tuning of the disease and the virus itself. How well designed is this thing? Such a small, subhanAllah, take a ibrah, take a lesson from COVID. That's such a small thing that you have to use a microscope, a micro-microscope to see. Can cripple the whole world. Could you imagine? Who has the power to create such a thing? Rabbul Alameen. Alhamdulillah. Do you understand the praise? How powerful, how majestic, how mighty is Allah Azza wa Jal. Even when you look at things that are, waliyadu billah, people think of imperfection. I tell you, look at the perfection in the imperfection. You'll see some deep, beautiful things, subhanAllah. And people, Allahu Akbar, there's so many things on this. But keeping this in mind, you look at a flower, and you look at the petals, look at the way the flower, and look at a rose. The way that it's covered by one petal and another petal and another petal, and it looks so well wrapped together. Who wrapped it like that? SubhanAllah. Allahu Akbar. I would need my wife to come, and she needs to wrap these things, right? When you have a gift, right? When you have a gift, someone has to put the bow on. That bow is very complicated. Tying your shoelaces is a complicated matter. Tying the bow on a gift, Allahu Akbar. Yet Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He has tied all these flowers together. When you look at a pomegranate, SubhanAllah, the packaging of a pomegranate is remarkable. The packaging of a pomegranate is remarkable. Allahu Akbar, right? We have to create these bags, right? To create, to put these chips in there. But when you open the bag of chips, it's not as appealing or pleasing. But when you open up the pomegranate, who organized it like that? Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the more you look at an orange, the more you look at a fruit, the more you look at the animals, the more you look at the world, every place around this world, wa fi kulli shay'in lahu ayatun tadullu annahu wahidun. Everything around you is a sign that there's only one creator in the world. This is what it is. That's why you say, Wallahu alhamdu fis samawati wal ard. All the praise belongs to Him, Alhamdulillah. If you remember this, subhanAllah, you'll never have a miserable experience in your life ever. Trust me. Even when you're angry, you're still happy. Because you know the anger came from Allah. So you're okay. What's the big deal? Right, subhanAllah. This is the idea of being a person. When you become a mu'min, you walk on Allah's dunya. When you're a mu'min, you're under Allah Ta'ala's sky. SubhanAllah, this is your Allah is around you. Why would you ever be scared? Wallahu alhamdu fis samawati wal ard. Allah, to Him belongs the praise in the heavens and the earth. Wa ashiyan. And at nighttime, right? In the nighttime, the Ashi. What does Ashi sound like to you? Which prayer? Ashi. Isha, right? So we talked about Maghrib, Asr Maghrib. We talked about Fajr. And now we talked about Isha. Keep this in mind, okay? I'm almost done. Wa ashiyan, right? Allah says, at the night, the depth of the night. Where subhanAllah, Allah says, my praise belongs in the depth of the night. This is something you must remember, and as pride, as a izzah for you as Muslimin. No one in the world worships at Isha time. No one in the world worships at Isha time. The Jews, they call it quits at Maghrib time. They done. There's no ummah in the world that has been given the blessing of Isha prayer. This is why we emphasize and stress this prayer. Rasulullah said, Allah that blessed this ummah with the fifth prayer in the day, which is Isha. And Rasulullah loved this prayer so much. He one time came in very late for Isha. Very late for Isha. And all the Sahaba are falling asleep. They're falling asleep on their hands, waiting for Rasulullah. Because why? Because there's no clock to tell you when the namaz is going to start, right? When does the namaz start? When Imam Sahib walks in, right? This is why I tell everyone to wait. Just wait a little bit. It's not going to kill you. So 15 seconds, not going to kill anybody. Allahu Akbar. I'm going to train everyone. I'm going to come a minute late now just to say, listen, wait for the Imam, damn it. SubhanAllah. Allah forgive us. There's adab and decorum, right? Keeping this in mind, the prayer comes in with Rasul. I won't be, I'm just joking, okay? Whenever Rasulullah would walk in, and the prayer would start, right? The Isha one time, Rasulullah came so late. So late, Sahaba were falling asleep. Right. And then they're like, when is Musa gonna come? Then finally he comes out and he's happy. He's elated. He's joyous. Right. And he comes in, he leads the Isha prayer. And then he turns around and tells the Sahaba, there's no one in the dunya that's worshiping at this moment except you all. In this whole dunya of billions of people, only you are doing the ibadah of Allah. And he said, he said, this prayer is so beloved to me. If I could, I would delay it even more. Because why? Because Allah Ta'ala said, Wallahu alhamdu fis samawati wa ashiyan. At the nighttime, Allah wants his praise. So before you go to sleep, what do you do? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. This is what it means to be a mu'min, brother towns in Islam. Wahina tuzhirun, when you enter zuhur time. Wahina tuzhirun zuhur, when you enter zuhur time. This is why this ayah, these two ayat are beautiful. Hina tumsoon, you start your zikr at asr and you end at maghrib. Wahina tusbihun, subah is fajr time. Then Allah Ta'ala tells us ashiyan, isha, and Allah Ta'ala tells us zuhur, right? So we have asr, maghrib, fajr, isha, and zuhur. These are five times daily prayers mentioned in here. Because Subhan in Arabic also means make salah at least five times. When a person asks you where the five times daily prayers, brothers in Surah Rum, a Shia brother, bichara Allah help him, he prays three times a day. Like, brother, I read in the Quran told me to pray five times, and there's ayat that explained this, right? And this is ayat that you mentioned to him. Allah Ta'ala said, and this is the final part, yukhrijul hayya min al mayyit. Remember, brothers in Islam, when you enter nighttime, I want you to think about one thing, okay? And just remember this, that one time I'm going to enter night. And one day is going to happen where I'm never going to wake up anymore. It's going to happen, right? One day, everyone has to enter night, or it might happen when you enter morning, I won't wake up anymore. That's it, right? And so this is what you think about when you think about when you enter night. You think about death. You think about maut. That, ya Allah, I'm going to die. And once you're the only one who can wake me up. If I wake up in the morning, it's only because Allah's qudrat, Allah's ability. If Allah doesn't want to, no one's going to wake up. This is what you have to remember. So keeping this in mind, brothers in Islam, when you go into night, you think about death. And when you wake up for Fajr, what do you think about? If you think about death at night, you think about life in day. So now you think that one day I'm going to die and one day I'm going to wake up, right? And subhanAllah, it's going to make you think about what? I'm going to die one day and wake up on Qiyamah one day. Yukhrijul hayya min al mayyit wa yukhrijul mayyit min al hayy. He takes out the living from the dead and the dead from the living. These ayat are amazing, right? They put themselves together. They're like the packaging of the pomegranate. I couldn't package this, only Allah could do that. He brings a life after its death. وَكَذَٰلِكَ تُخْرَجُونَ. Allah says, like that, you'll all be taken out from the ground. Right? Beautifully done. This is why a reminder for everyone, inshallah ta'ala, remain engaged in your dhikr of Allah. I tell you, my brothers in Islam, that what I find is a weakness of today's time, that people do very little dhikr. And because of the very little dhikr, they have many problems. SubhanAllah, you increase your dhikr and make your focus one. One day I'm going to go before Allah Azza wa Jalla. Make that your focus. Hadith of Rasulullah says, authentic hadith of Rasulullah says, he said, whoever makes their hamman wahida, makes their all their concern into one concern. Hamma al-akhirah, the hum of the hereafter. Kafallahu hamma dunya, Allah that will take care of all the worries of the dunya. And whoever decides to make his worries into the dunya, Allah will scatter his mind. He'll never be focused. Right? This is what it is. Make your focus to the hereafter and do some zikr in the morning and evening. And if you feel you're very weak, don't forget this one, okay? It will cover everything that you missed. May Allah grant us all tawfiq, inshallah. Allah speak to those who remember Allah abundantly.